I'm not sure how all these things get started or where they end up, but at least in those three instances, it was very clear that each one of them had come to their own conclusions. The governor had not influenced those decisions, and that they were voting their conscience and voting what they felt like was good for the future of Missouri's education. I was happy with that. I was pleased with each of the interviews. I would very eagerly support any one of those three. I have not interviewed the others that are currently appointed and have not yet had hearings, but I look forward to those interviews, and I expect to ask them similar questions.